It's one thing to be lied to. It's another thing when our government thinks we're so stupid that we are not going to catch on. Well, guess what, guys? We do. We know exactly what's going on. And when you try and call something the Inflation Protection Act, the American people will catch on. They already have. Hey, everyone. Good to have you here. Quick reminder. Do me a favor. Make sure, if you have not already, do download, subscribe to the full audio version of this podcast on both Apple iTunes and on Spotify. It's really important that you do that and tell all your friends to do it as well, because this is how more people hear it. In other words, Apple looks at how many people are subscribing and then it recommends it to more people. So you are part of this effort with me. I'm here every day, free for you, absolutely no cost. I believe in getting the message out, getting the truth out, and we got to be able to talk honestly about the real stuff that's going to affect us, our children, our families for generation. And that includes all this reckless spending. A quick reminder as well, portions of today's program are brought to you by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals than now. So go to legacypminvestments.com today for your free investing guide, or call 1-866-589-0560, 1-866-589-0560. I will also put their contact information in the show notes. We'll talk a little bit more about gold coming up. But first, let's just go through what Schumer is actually trying to push through here. And that's $739 billion worth of government junk that's just going to be a hindrance on our economy at a time when we really, really, really need to be focused on getting out of the doldrums that, again, our government has put us in. We've got inflation because why? Oh, we spent $1.9 trillion thanks to the Democrats and their need to just re-engineer the economy. They spent all that money and that was supposed to help everyday Americans. And instead, what did it do? It hurt. It hurt big time. You couple that with what the Fed did with its $6 trillion worth of spending and printing. And I'll tell you, you're left with a very inflationary environment that is destroying the middle class. I mean, the poor as well, but you know, the middle class is the foundation of this economy. Consumer spending is the foundation of our economy. It accounts for 66% of overall GDP. So it's no wonder that GDP is declining and has declined for two straight quarters, the classic definition of a recession. This is serious stuff. And now we're looking at tax increases thanks to our big government that just thinks the answer to everything is to print more money and huge giveaways. I mean, look at what they just did for the chip industry. Now, you know me, I believe the chip industry is one of those industries that's really important for the overall trajectory of the United States, like the military, right? I mean, you got to have chip. This is part of the problem. I mean, as Nancy Pelosi touches down in Taiwan and China's all freaked out, and now we're looking at a big standoff between us and China. Well, why do we care about Taiwan? I'll tell you why we care, because the chip industry is there. So I'm all for doing whatever we can to relocate that chip industry and make it right here at home, vital to us because it's critical. $280 billion worth of subsidies now, though. I just wonder, what are the American people getting out of this other than hopefully some more security? We were supposed to do that with energy too, by the way. I digress, but hey, I want to be energy independent. I want to be technology-wise independent. I want to be independent on anything that we really need for ourselves. So we're not in a standoff with China like we see right now with Nancy Pelosi in Taiwan. Anyway, we're going to go through this in greater detail because they're trying to say that we're going to save $300 billion in the next 10 years in terms of our deficit, which, by the way, is massive, $30 trillion that we have spent. We're in the hole for and still counting, but it's really not going to quite work that way. They're putting forward nearly $435 billion. Actually, it's $433. $2 billion here, $2 billion there. In new spending, a lot of this directed at climate initiatives, which again, like, okay, guys, go for it. I'm all for the green energy stuff. Just make sure that Americans are getting something out of this as opposed to just you there in Washington, D.C., you picking the winners and thereby picking the losers as well. I mean, we know this doesn't work. We know when the government becomes too involved, it always becomes a mess. And every society in the history of this world has experienced this. Every single time you get the government involved trying to make the decisions as to what is going to be what, instead of allowing the individual consumer and therefore the market. Never underestimate the importance of the individual and how they matter as individuals on a massive scale. That's what markets are all about. Free markets are all about. Anyway, a lot of this stuff in here is going to be pretty bad for everyday Americans. I want to just talk about some of these taxes that they're going to hike, the 15% minimum tax. Now, I don't believe that companies should be, very large companies, getting away with not paying any tax by being so creative as to send operations overseas. But I do think that we ought to create environments that make us more competitive and therefore offer a carrot as opposed to a stick in order to get them back here. But that's not what we're going to do. And right now, the National Association of Manufacturers is quite concerned because you've already seen a drop in factory activity. We got some of the worst numbers out this July that we've seen in 2 years. And now the National Association of Manufacturers says the tax in 2023 alone would reduce real GDP by $68.5 billion and cut labor income by $17.1 billion. Look, we don't want to cut labor income. We want labor incomes to go up. We want to be a thriving manufacturing center. So nobody thinks any of these things through. They just think it sounds good, right? You say, okay, we're going to hike taxes. We're going to go after the wealthy. That's the whole idea here. Some of it does. I would at least credit them for finally getting this private equity tax loophole thing potentially closed. We'll see whether or not it makes it to the final round. But in that one, you've had people that are effectively billionaires paying tax rates that are less than a school teacher or a firefighter. And it's just outrageous, really, really outrageous. That does need to change. That is in there. But overall, we ought to be thinking about things that will be productive for our economy, not constricting or reductive for our economy. All right, I want to get briefly in a word from one of our sponsors because I love these guys over at Legacy Precious Metals. And you know, given the inflation we're dealing with, how important it is to diversify your portfolio. I believe personally in my own life that part of that diversification includes gold. And I look at gold as something that will hold its value over the long term. As we look at gold right now, it's down a touch in today's trading, 1780 and change. I still like it here, though. Again, I'm a gold investor for long term. I believe this is one of the ways that you can hedge. You can hedge inflation in the future. You can help even out some of these fluctuations in your portfolio as well. Because typically when people get really scared, what do? They go to safe havens like gold. Silver is the other play. Now, a lot of you have been like, Trish, why don't you talk about silver more? And silver might be that one that's more of a trader's opportunity because we'll be more volatile than gold. But a lot of people keep saying silver is a great buy right now. So look at silver as well. I mean, look at both of them. I think one of the things you can do to protect yourself is to get something like a gold-backed IRA. And for that, I'd recommend you call my friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. Their number is 1-866-589-0560, 1-866-589-0560. You can download that free investing guide at legacypminvestments.com. Again, legacypminvestments.com. But back to what we're dealing with in the here and now. Lots more spending because some of the Democrats think this is their ticket. I'm sorry, guys. This is going to be more of a problem, more of a disaster. And if anybody there really could understand this, and I would encourage them to go take a tutorial there from Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary under Clinton, former head of the National Economic Council under Barack Obama. If anyone would pay attention to him in the Democrat Party, I think he could really outline this for you and tell you what you're doing wrong. Because the Federal Reserve has screwed up royally. And now we've got lawmakers that are going to screw up again. Of course, Larry loves to spend government money, so he may disagree with that. But I think he'd be right on with the idea that the Fed has, I know he is, really messed up. So now we're compounding this. So you want to raise taxes at a time when the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates. Maybe that's because you want to reduce things all the more. I mean, it will have an inflation killing aspect to it. It will have a reduction in our economy aspect to it. But then here's the wild one. You're going to throw in all this spending as well. Maybe they figure they can do it now. Maybe they figure this is our opportunity to pick our friends, our winners here. We're going to spend $433 $1 billion. And guess what? It's going to go to all our friends. I mean, that's what's so scary about all this. And I think this is why we're all so over it, right? Because we all know better. We all know that the government is there picking their pals when they're handing out money like this. And this is what's disturbing because, again, it doesn't work. It never works. I mean, Solyndra comes to mind, right? During the Obama years. So basically, they're just heaping insults on us, one after another. They're going to take our money. They're going to give it to those that they deem appropriate, certain semiconductor companies, certain green energy companies, and we get nothing in return. I mean, nothing except for hopefully maybe some jobs, maybe the hope that we have these industries close to us here at home. I'm sorry, it's not enough. It's really not enough. And I'm not for government having a stake in these companies. I don't want them having that. But why can't this be like more of a loan, right? Like they have to pay it back to the American taxpayer, given that, hey, we can't afford it. Let's be honest, guys, all right? We just can't afford this. And then the idea that they're packaging this as the Inflation Reduction Act, please. Like I said in the beginning, you know what? Don't insult us. It's one thing when you're just lying to us and then you insult us on top of it. Just assume that nobody really understands any of this. Here's the deal. These guys are going to mess it up just like they always do. So protect yourself, take care of yourself, make this your issue. Subscribe to this podcast. Tell all your friends about this podcast. The Trish Regan Show is here. I am committed. We are going to talk about these things day in, day out to protect you, to protect your family from these charlatans in Washington, D.C. that are trying to sell you one very big bill of goods. I'll see you tomorrow back here on the Trish Regan Show.